The Two Kenyas, Part 1. I just recently read an article on the 17 reasons why Kenya is the most beautiful African country. I looked at the pictures, the healthy people, the white beaches, the beautiful hotels, the healthy animals, the affluence, the come hither to visit us wording, and I thought, well, what about the other side of the very same country that suffers desperate poverty and drought? One would think that you are visiting two different countries altogether when one compares the photos on each website. My attention was initially drawn to the plight of the starving because that's how my energy levels reach out. And I saw children with arms only two adult finger widths round. Imagine that. I looked at my own arms and thought, well, I could certainly go without the fat on mine. Their arms are measured by a tape measure, 10 centimetres. I could see desperate mothers holding their young in their arms with hopelessness in their eyes. There's nothing to feed them. There's nothing for them to drink either. I looked at their water holes and could feel the anguish of those same mothers whose children are forced to drink from the filth beneath, water that is contaminated by the effluent of their very own farm animals. I felt the love of a young herdsman had for his herd as he frantically reached as deep as he could for water to feed his beloved animals. Those same animals, I could count their ribs. So obvious is the problem of no food and not enough water to pack any meat onto their bones. I looked and beheld an arid ground, a desert that's so parched, even the weeds don't raise their mangly heads to the eternal sunshine. I saw wells dried up, yet they continue to dig. Their own landscape now becoming moon-like with its craters and holes deliberately dug by desperate men and women seeking relief from possible water outlets where they are digging. I saw babies with extended tummies, such a usual sight when looking at pictures sent out to the world of countries with starving children. Their tummies a sure sign of severe malnutrition, and that is the end of part 1.